Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Friday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Elias, a message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we'll pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, we do our best, and the Lord Jesus answers for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments in the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. Once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, we thank God for this blessed day. Amen. At this 7:01 hour Central Standard Time here in the United States, I want to welcome you all to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Today is Friday, and you guys know that we've been doing something new on Fridays, a time of prayer, and it's titled Love Thy Neighbor. And as we await for our brother, Brother Eddie Lee, to come on along with the sisters, we want to once again thank the Lord for all of you listening far and near. May the Lord continue to bless you, your loved ones, in Jesus' name. Amen. It truly is a blessing once again to be on this broadcast, to be able to come before you guys with the word of God and in prayer. So as we wait for our brothers and sisters to come on, let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you. For Lord, this is another day that you have made and created. A time, Lord, that you have appointed and set aside for yourself to bless us. We thank you, Lord God, for this day that you have blessed us in, blessing us to arise in the morning, and you're blessing us with peace that we may sleep at night. Dear Lord, we're thankful for the word of God that contains all truth, and there is nothing greater than your word. And Lord, I pray that you remember your people throughout this world. Remember your people who has been bound by sickness, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, arthritis, leukemia, cancer, you name it, any sickness that has had your people bound. We pray that you would deliver your people today in Jesus' name. And I pray that you would reveal unto them the very root cause of any sickness, any pain in their lives. I pray that you would reveal and give the root cause. Dear Lord, I thank you for what you're doing, the lives of your people who have petitioned you for help. You have been blessing them with help. Some has been petitioning you for strength. I thank you, Lord, for giving them strength in the name of Jesus Christ. So there is none greater than you, and neither would there be any before or after you who will be greater. So, Lord, we thank you and give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God once again for being able to come on this broadcast and to share the gospel, to pray. And that's the phone number I gave you guys at the beginning. That still goes. If you have any prayer requests that you don't mind telling us over the air, call us at that number. Glory to God. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, beloved.
Amen.
Have a good day. Have
yes,
a good opportunity.
Thank
Another
you,
blessed day God has granted us. We honor the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the saints everywhere who are standing in the gap and seeking a better way, bring the kingdom of God today. So They had a little snow today. A few drops.
Oh, okay.
And the weather changed kind of a little bit. It was up to in the 50s the other day, to up in the high 50s, 60, I guess. But then we had to go back to the, put it on the coats and the wind near the lakes, Lake Michigan. So it's all good.
Amen.
It's all good. Yeah. Any particular area of prayer? The Bible talks a lot about continuance. Men should always pray instant and out of season. And we should pray at all times. So I guess and know for sure the Lord intends for us to prevail as well as
Amen.
Travail. Yeah.
Amen.
Well, how is it things doing in Jackson run about?
Well, you know, signs of the time that the Lord speaks of, it just it's the word of God has, you know, been showing the things that have happened. I've been looking forward to the Lord bringing forth that which is of him out of this thing, even for this town of Durant, brother. You know, people look at things that's, quote, small and think it's nothing to it. You know, they think that, you know, little small towns, little small cities, you know, they can't do much of nothing, or nothing can come forth out of them. But I've been believing the Lord for a move here in Durant, which I believe that he's going to do. Thank God for Brother and Sister Clark, who was sent here by the Lord to bring the message. And I know he didn't have them bringing it here in vain.
Yeah.
So I know here in central Mississippi is where we at, the very center. And I know that the Lord has a plan that, you know, even that we don't see at times. So,
yes.
Amen. I do like to pray, brother, in a particular area for the babes in Christ who I pray that the Lord would endow them with strength for the deception they have been seeing and will be seeing among, quote, church people. You know, because you have some that, you know, they look up to certain preachers and things like that, and when they find out that they was doing the what they ain't got no business doing, you know, some of them become very devastated to a point where that, you know, they just turn away from Jesus, you know. And,
yeah.
You know, as you know, there's a whole lot of, God is doing a whole lot of uncovering of things, even of well-known ministers is being uncovered. That's the area I would like to pray in. And we got Sister Helen on here, too. God bless you, Sister Helen.
God bless.
Hello. God bless to you, dear sister. We and, we're glad that we're able to share with many nations. It's a blessing that we're on this broadcast, that we can share with the needs of people in every nation or in many nations. Yeah. Well, glad to hear your voice, sister. Be sure you get a chance, and I know you do, and I know your passion and faith for the children. Let them know they are important, they are valuable, and they are precious, and they are loved. And I think Reverend Jackson used to often say, we are somebody, you know. And so, yes, we are somebody that's cared deeply by the Lord Jesus. So let your children know that. Let the young people and those, let them, you know, hug them and let them know that they're precious to someone that cares, and that even your children and your grandchildren, and if in some occasions some other people's children with their permission, like time, but let the young people and young women know that they're precious, they're wanted, they're needed, and Christ wants them, and He has things for them. And it's important that this generation know that God has planned great things for them, but that Satan also has sought to hinder what God will do for them. So let them know they can get there. If they want to be a scientist, an astronomer, a physicist, a musician, or electrician, a biologist, a chemist, astrophysics, let them know, a doctor of medicine, encourage them to go aim for the stars. If they happen to fall on the moon, that's okay too. So let them know if they fail the first time, that's not the end of it. If they fail the second time, that's not the end of it. Let them know that they can get up.
Amen.
They can yet reach the goal. And if they depend and they look to God and look to Jesus and His word, it's very important, this generation, that we minister to the young. Very important.
That's so true.
And very important. Hallelujah. So I know Brother Nate was wanting to pray for people that they see a lot of prominent ministers, you know, having failures and falling, and that some of the young or novice Christians can get discouraged by that. And they are going to have to learn that they cannot look to man in his flesh, because men can fail, women fail. So they have to look constantly to Jesus. Depend on Him, because since the world began, people have been failing, and sometimes they get up and overcome it, and sometimes they don't, and that they may have failures in their lives at times, but that they can get up and overcome it. Okay, so we pray for the young men and women in Christ. They get discouraged and stressed because they see the failures of some people that fall. And later on, they're going to understand that some of these people that do fall and do fail, sometimes they get up and overcome their failures. And that all people, as a possibility, they can have a failure or fall. Just be completely overthrown. So we will understand to teach them all of these things, because someday they might stumble, you know, and they might think they can't get up. Not that they have to, but you're subject to. As long as you're in this flesh, there is a possibility. That's a way, is the path for those that who love the Lord with their hearts and desire to please Him. They'll get back up by the grace of God. Now, other things happen to other people, you know, and all kind of people.
Amen.
We can only pray and ask God to help them if they desire to please Him. Okay. Brother Elder is talking about that he wanted to pray for a particular group in the Christian faith that may be discouraged by some of the prominent ministers who are being uncovered, and more are going to be uncovered. You know, it's not going to stop. You know, I mean, parents are going to see, kids are going to see their children. They might see their parents fail, their uncle fail, the cousin fail. They're going to see a lot of things, so they got to be explained. They're going to see presidents and governors fail, and mayors fail, and all kind of people. And for, they have to learn how to overcome that.
And hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. It's just a part of life. That's a part of a fallen man. That's part of the weakness of man. And so they'll have to learn to deal with it. And they're also going to have some failures in their own life, personally.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to learn how to, when life deals them a blow, they're going to have to learn how to overcome and rise against it. Because this is important, because when we see the failures in other Christians, and we're going to see them, and some prominent ministers have great falls and great. I was looking at the history of the great men of God, women, that Alexander Dowie did such a great work in 1900. In Illinois, he established a work of healing ministry in Zion, Illinois. And he started out doing great and marvelous things for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Then he got into a rough place, and pride led him to a bad place. And so we look at William Branham in 1947 and 8, gifted, he had the number one healing ministry in the world. And down the road, he began to go into error in some teachings. This man who had raised the dead and did mighty miracles and healing, because, you know, you have to stay humble, but he began to teach some error things.
Mm-hmm.
He even came down to investigate this Elijah message in the 40s, this great man who became the number one healing and miracle man in the world in the 40s, number one. Or Robert confounded number two. There were the tent ministers like A.A. Allen, W.B. Grant. So we're going to have to teach people, in spite of the failures they see in other people, that Jesus has not failed them.
Amen.
That Jesus will never fail them.
Yeah.
So they just going to have to look to that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I was looking at a tent preacher named Jack Cole in the, 50s, 60s. Mighty man of miracles and wonders and signs. A.A. Allen, tent preacher. But yet he found himself falling into a overcoming situation. Well, let's pray for one another and pray for all people.
Amen.
That the Lord will help them. And even when they find themselves into a dark place of falling. So let's pray that Brother David Terrell, that the Lord release him to go around one more time. Because the nation could stand for another awakening from Brother David Terrell, or someone else that God has prepared. I'd like to him to go and warn America one more time, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I think that could be a blessing. So let's pray for Brother David Terrell, that the Lord would release him to do it one more time. And hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay. Each of you have any particular area that's been on your mind that we need to stand in the gap from?
Amen. Well, I've been praying, and it's been on my mind. I've been praying for, I know everybody on the live here been praying for the women's and the work for the women's to do, but it's been on my mind a lot about the women, I'm going to say the married women that are married to these bishops, apostles, or elders, that and talk to a lot of them, and I see that they know that they are doing some things that's not according to the plan of God, but yet they are standing with them in this. I'm not saying don't stand by your husband or your mate or whatever. Pray that, you know, that they would be, I'm going to say that they would be able to see what they're doing, because they see that they are, you know, doing things that are not according to God, but yet they stand with them in what they are doing.
Yeah, that's kind of a really difficult situation you find yourself. That's a very close, difficult situation. That's the situation where a wife stand with her husband and see that maybe he's missing the mark, making error, and yet she loves him and stand with him, and she has to ask. All I can say, they have to ask for wisdom how to help their husband or their mate when they find them being needing correction and needing someone to show them that they may be missing the mark and that they love them and they care about them, but yet we don't agree. We're not in agreement. You're missing the mark, but we're praying with you and for you. But the wisdom of God says, I have to, as a better part of you, to say, now, and what it goes to, Adam should have had enough strength to tell his wife, even though he loved Eve, he should not have listened to what Eve was saying. There's a division. Now, here's a division about it. Adam loved Eve, and Eve loved Eve.
Yeah.
But when the serpent got in there and began to put lies in there, Adam should have lovingly said, no, sugar babe, I can't go along with that. Sugar babe, I can't come in agreement. We have to let us get on our knees and pray that the Lord will make us to see clearly. Let us seek the Lord together, that our error or our failing may be seen. And so Adam should have said to Eve, listen, the Lord has commanded this, and what you're telling me is contrary, and that we can't go that way. So we have an obligation to our mate to love them enough to kindly rebuke them. I know my wife did that more than once when I was married. And so we're going to have to love them enough to be able to correct them.
Amen.
You think that's okay? You're going to have to love God and love them enough to correct one another. The Bible says be subject one to another in the Lord.
Amen.
And the wives, obey your husband in the Lord. Now, that's a very misunderstood statement, because a lot of people think that when that scripture says, Paul said, obey your husband in the Lord. He said, in the Lord. Not out of the Lord. Not on the side of the Lord, but in the Lord. So if that person is erring, then it's your obligation to love them enough to seek for correction and rebuke. Do you know that it's a wife can also rebuke her husband in love in the New Testament? Because they are one.
That
gets into a very, very tricky area. But it's important not to try to take authority or take his place as the head, but as a subhead and a part of that person, loving them, sugar babe. I know Sister Clark used to do this. When Brother Clyde would get a little, you know, both things, he'd say, sugar babe, sit down. She would say, come on, sugar babe, sit down now. And he loved enough, and they were such ones, he would sit down. See, that's a real kind of being subject one to another in the Lord. You know, that's the real concept. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, then. somewhere that has a thing. I mean, that happens to people holding spiritual offices, and they marry, and just because they hold a spiritual office, that don't mean they can't be rebuked or they can be chastened and they can't be corrected, because just because you can make errors. Okay, what office you hold? I don't care how, the great woman ministry, I don't know where y'all look at the history of the church, but there's a woman called Amy Semple McPherson, one of the greatest woman evangelists of the last century. And her ministry was unique. I mean, a unique ministry. And the Lord mightily used that woman. I mean, I don't care what people say, God don't use women, all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to even get into that no more, because I know they mean well. But Amy McPherson in the 1940s, with late 50s, 60s, I think, did a tremendous work for Christ and brought many million people to Christ. So the devil, I don't know how people think that God can't use women in certain areas when they are bringing millions of people to Christ. I don't know the office they're in, but I look at the work. I look at the fruit of it. I may not agree with their offices, but if the Holy Spirit is going to use them, I say, amen, Holy Spirit. Go ahead. Because the devil is not going to use you to bring people to Christ. The devil is not going to use you to save and redeem people. So even though I don't agree with a lot of things that maybe women who are taking offices, but if the Holy Spirit want to use them in spite of their not understanding perfectly their calling, I said the Holy Spirit knows better.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So I say, if they be, the Bible says, if they be for me, they're not against me. Now, they don't if they be for Christ, they're not against him. Now, I don't have to agree with their titles, and they want to be, different offices, apostles and all that, and ministers. Mm-hmm. I mean, I agree that God's perfect will is not for them to be. He meant for the man to originally be the head of the home and in the church, the leadership. But I've tried to explain people this, why the Lord's understanding about sovereignty, that he can use anybody he wants at any time if he chooses to.
Amen.
And I don't back on that. I don't back up. I said the Lord can use anybody, anytime, any place, anywhere that he chooses to.
Amen.
Whether we agree with it or not. That's called the total sovereignty of God, that he can, because he is God, he can do what he will to bring about his will. And any vessel he chooses to use, that's his calling, and we have to be careful, say what he can't do. Okay?
Amen.
Yeah, I had to learn it the hard way. If he want to use a donkey to talk, that's okay with me.
Amen.
I can't tell God that the donkey don't talk, and the donkey talk to Balaam and say, correct him. So God, hey, if you want to use the donkey, and the donkey said, and said to Balaam, so that was an example of his sovereignty. And why would he use a donkey to correct somebody, an animal? That was an anomaly. An example to teach us something. Now, normally, God didn't send a donkey to preach the gospel. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But one instant, just this one instant, God used the donkey to correct somebody. So we do have donkeys in the faith, but he can still use them to correct and help.
Yeah.
And bless.
Amen.
All right. You have to forgive me. Okay. Now, that thing that the beyond our understanding why God does this and what. You know, there's things beyond our understanding yet why God do this or why God or why God allows it. There's things beyond our understanding that we don't fully understand and we probably won't understand them when we get to glory. We'll still be trying to understand all the things that he does. Why you do that? Why do you use this? Why this?
Yeah.
There's going to be so many whys because we are creatures. He's the creator. And we'll never find out all of his ways. Never. Never understand all of his ways. Not
Amen.
From all eternity. Not
Amen.
If we live all to a million, billion years, you'll never understand all of his ways and all of his works. Amen. Now, as we pray, see, a lot of us don't believe that God used the Black Panthers. And they can't see it because they have a mind that's full of their own thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have your own thinking about something, and without getting the mind of Christ, you're going to think what you think.
Right.
But if you get the mind of Christ, you might see something else beyond what your thinking is. Now, a lot of people do not believe that Donald Trump was selected the first time by God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I ain't going to go beyond that. There's a lot of people, because of his ungodly behavior and ungodly life and his little bit lying, and that God used him the first time in office and selected him. That's beyond many people's understanding. It was beyond my understanding. I didn't understand it the first two. I said, no way, no way. I said, no way. I wasn't using them to pick my garbage up. But listen here. That's my thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I said, those are my thoughts. That's my human perspective. Now, that's the difference between the human and the God's perspective. There's two perspectives, the human, and sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's wise, but sometimes it's wrong.
Amen.
Now, have you said something that were wrong? You had to go back and correct it because. I didn't understand that. Because you got a clearer perspective about it. I was looking at that. I didn't know. I wasn't looking at this. I'm sorry. So that's because we are limited until God speaks to us and reveals much. So. You know, I learned that over the years, that I had opened your mouth and you had to go back and correct yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Because sometimes you don't see the whole picture, do you?
Yeah, amen.
Sometimes we don't see the whole picture.
Amen. So true.
I can see it. Half of the picture and not see the other half until that revealed to us.
Yes.
Well, this is the way I see it. Well, that could be okay. But then you may get a deeper understanding. Oh, I didn't see that. I didn't know that. And because it wasn't given to you then. That's the same way in spiritual. That's the thing about life, about people. About events.
Yeah.
Because we don't see perfectly everything. We do not see perfectly everything.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
So that's why it's good. You can correct your children, but sometimes your children can correct you.
Amen.
Now, no, of course, they can't talk back to you and get sassy and all that. That's not what I'm talking about. But they can say things of wisdom to make you to think.
Mm-hmm.
You get that?
Amen.
Out of the mouth of babes,
mm-hmm.
he ordained wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Your child can put something on your mind and that God wants you to see. And if you're not humble enough, shut your mouth and get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
because you're not humble enough to allow God that he can also use your children to say something to you.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I know I'm right about it. Preach.
Amen.
That's I know right. I'm right about it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You can back you up in the corner by one of your little children, 3-year-old, and something come out of their mouth. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
amen.
if you don't have the right understanding, you'll slap them. Close your mouth. Mm-hmm. Well, oh no, you got to be careful on that stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So God can speak through your little children.
Amen.
And he also can do
mm-hmm.
that. And the devil can speak to them too, of course.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But let's listen closely and learn wisdom. And most
yeah.
of all, the thing that
mm-hmm.
Brother Dre would often talk about, every time I talk to him, he would always talk about, be humble now and be sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But he knew I needed that. He said, be humble, be sweet. he would always know, say those little nice things. Well, just, you know, be humble and sweet now and kind. I said, okay,
mm-hmm.
Brother Jay, okay.
mm-hmm.
Because he knew that was my need, my blessing. So,
mm-hmm.
hallelujah. I sure
yeah.
don't miss Brother Dre. I know y'all may not miss. I sure don't miss Brother Dre.
Mm-hmm.
I miss
yeah.
all of the saints. I really mm-hmm. miss them. I the many saints that we had, especially in the Chicago
mm-hmm.
people, I really miss
yeah.
some of them. I really do. I think about
mm-hmm.
Brother Moore, Alpha Moore, we started, and Sister Jeanette and Sister Gladys. She needs a lot of encouragement. I hope you'll call her somebody and keep in touch with Sister Gladys. And
mm-hmm.
she's kind of all alone there down in
mm-hmm.
Georgia. So I hope you all will keep her in mind, Sister Gladys Moore.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Hallelujah. Don't forget the saints who are by themselves. Don't forget them. You know, I've been asking her about where Brother Jones' two boys was for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden she saw Brother Jones, one of his sons, on a podcast in Miami. So the Lord will have a way when you're concerned. He'll make clear people that you're concerned about. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Love
yeah.
is not corralled by religion. The love of God is not corralled by religion. But oftentimes religions corral love.
Yeah. Amen. Thank
you,
Jesus.
That?
Yes.
I'm afraid that happened to even to people and families and business and government and even in religious. Love.
Mm-hmm.
Human love is corralled by group, color, and religion. Well, I can't love you because you're black, or I can't
mm-hmm.
appreciate you because you're yellow, or you ain't
mm-hmm.
my kind. I can't love you because you don't belong to my church, you know. I can't love
mm-hmm.
you. I can't mess with you. So love
mm-hmm.
is corralled by our pride and selfishness. And you said, well, God, love is for everybody. Yeah, child, but.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And the same people said, you know what they'll say? We're serving the same God, but.
Mm-hmm. Sure will. Mm-hmm.
I can't
yeah.
speak to you because you don't belong to my group.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. I can't associate with you.
But that
mm-hmm.
ain't God's kind of love.
Amen. Amen.
I said that's not the God's kind of love. That's not the Jesus kind of love.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
Been corralled, put in a corral by our thinking
yeah.
and our pride that who am I going to love? I'm going to love the people in my group. They belong to my church. They belong to my group. They belong to my color.
Mm.
See, that's the mess America's in too right now.
Amen. Sure he is. Amen.
That's the best many families are in. Many churches
mm-hmm.
are in.
Yeah.
Do you get
mm-hmm.
that?
Amen.
Do you get that? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
Now, we will love them if they do what we want them to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But that ain't the Jesus kind of.
Amen.
That's putting the corral on his love and saying, I'm going to let love out to whoever I want it to let out to.
Yeah.
But what if Jesus did not love you or I?
That's true.
He would send us in darkness. What if he said, y'all, I'm sick of y'all. I ain't going to love none of you plus. Y'all the same, and I'm going to forget about all of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to reveal my love to you. You are sinners and lost and against me. What if you had done that? None of us, no one.
Not worthy, amen.
No one qualified for salvation. No one qualified for salvation. No one. No one. No one earned it.
Amen.
No one merited it. There was no good, no not good in us, he says. There was no goodness that merits salvation. There was no goodness in mankind that merits salvation. None good. No good to win. But Jesus, who loved us beyond that, above that his love was above understanding, above race, above color, above sin, above iniquity, his love was so great.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
That's why the devil is jealous of you. He's so jealous of you, Christian. He just wish he could be a Christian. Too late.
Too late. Too late. Jesus.
Now, Brother Nate is going to leave the prayer in the area that he wants. Our elder is going to lead us in the area, and then Sister Anderson may come in agreement with her the area that she was praying about relationship. And then the minutes we have, may the Holy Spirit direct. Okay.
Amen.
Thank
Father,
you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we come on this very day to lift up the babes, the Christians that have not really grown in you. And Father, we pray for strength to be supplied to them, and we pray that the proper teaching will come to them of your word, that they may keep their eyes focused on you and not man. And Father, in the name of Jesus, every babe in Christ that's been seeking to learn your word, Father, I pray that you will provide a way that they can feed upon the word of God. Father, even if you have to send servants to them, whether they're men or women of God, send them, dear Lord. And remember their soul in need of your word. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for those who have went astray because they have saw the failure of others. I pray that you would deal with them wherever they may be. Deal with them in vision and dreams. Deal with them and speak in their spirit. And cause them to return back to you. To repent of leaving. To repent of walking away. But Lord God, that their eyes may be feasted upon you. In the name of Jesus. We come against every plan of the enemy. We take the sword of the spirit, and we cut asunder the plan of the devil. We take the battle axe of the Lord and crush his plans. We plead the blood of Jesus against every work, every plan that he seeks to execute. We plead the blood against
the blood.
Satan, your plan has failed. In the name of Jesus.
Name
and the babes will be recovered. In Jesus' name, the men and women of God who are yet to grow in Christ shall grow. And let the teaching of your word go throughout this land. Let it go throughout this country. Let it go throughout this world. That your words may be expounded on, that they may know the word of God in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, as my brother and sisters come forth tonight to make their request known unto you, Father, I ask a special request that you will pour out your anointing upon them. That, dear Lord, that you will place in their heart the prayer to pray in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Glory.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus' name.
Glory.
Amen.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
As
Hallelujah.
We come, right, Jesus, we come, Lord God, come to ask you, Lord Jesus, because you said that we could make our requests known unto you. And Lord Jesus, come tonight. Lord, we come and we ask that you help, Lord Jesus, that we stand one with another in the truth and the love of your word, Lord Jesus. And Lord,
thank you, Lord.
You would help, Lord God, and direct us, Lord Jesus. Lord God, when you lay something in our heart, that you will direct us as to which way that we should go and how we should handle the situation, Lord God. And yet, Lord, remain in your presence and in peace, Lord. And Lord Jesus, tonight, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty.
Mighty,
God, pulling down strong. Lord Jesus. And Lord, Jesus, we ask you right now in your name, Lord, that you would rule and overrule. And help us,
Lord,
that we, Lord God, according to your word, we will press on,
Lord.
Because you said that these trials, that trials that are going to the people, the church, and the nation. And we see, Lord God, things that are going forth today, Lord. And so therefore, Lord God, we trust in you and the words that you brought forth, Lord Jesus. Lord, we declare them and we release them, Lord Jesus, and we agree with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord God,
you,
Lord Jesus, would touch, that you would touch, that you would make whole, Lord God. And Lord, that you would, Lord Jesus, take the blinders, find us, Lord Jesus, your people, and Lord God, and say, the ones that are confessing, the one are proclaiming your name, Lord God. Lord Jesus, let us speak to all our hearts, Lord Jesus. And Lord, that you will wash our eyes full of soap, that we might be able to see, Lord God, that we will not just accept what the devil bring our way, but Lord God, that we will be able to know Lord, we ask that you, Lord God, and help us with that discerning spirit, Lord Jesus. And Lord, that we will know. And Lord, that we will not just go along, Lord, that we will not just say, you know, that is not true. But Lord God, that you will direct how and how to go forth, Lord God, and teach Lord Jesus, your word and the truthness of your word. Lord, we know that your word will set us free.
Hallelujah.
We know it was not
good,
but it will make us whole, Lord. And Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord,
thank
that the word forth, Lord God. We ask you that you look tonight, Lord God, that you look, Lord, on government and on Congress, Lord. And Lord Jesus, the people that, the Lord, that are going forth and delivering your word, Lord
Jesus,
that, Lord God,
that
the people that are trying to hold them down, or stop them, or not, Lord Jesus, allowing them to teach the fullness of your word, Lord. That you, Lord God, that you would rule and overrule, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, that you would touch them and that you would bless them, Lord God, over the mass, Lord God, depressed and oppressed tonight.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we ask you right now, and press your name, Lord,
that
even, Lord God, upon the women, that you would touch them, Lord God. Lord, that you would give
Jesus.
Give us boldness, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Give us boldness, Lord God.
Give us boldness.
Lord God, go forth that we would speak your word, that we would not be ashamed, Lord Jesus, because we know that you said that, Lord, be ashamed of you, that, Lord God, that you be ashamed of us. So we ask that you give us that boldness.
Give us boldness,
Lord God.
Give us
Lord, that
boldness.
Step up and step forth, Lord Jesus.
Give us
not
courage and boldness.
Control, Lord Jesus. But Lord God, do your bidding. Do your bidding in these things.
Your
we ask in precious name. Amen. And we thank you tonight.
Amen.
Thank you.
Lord, we thank you. And we agree. We totally agree with these prayers. And we bind our faith in agreement that you would hear and answer. Thank you. Now,
Lord,
we stand in the gap in behalf.
Yes.
as you commanded the intercessors, as we intercede
Jesus.
For the nations,
yes,
our country,
Lord.
The families, the loved ones,
yes.
the people,
yes.
and we stand in their behalf as the
yes,
representative
Lord.
Of you, the King of Kings,
yes.
the Lord of Lords,
yes,
that the
Lord
grace
Jesus.
Of God may abound and victory
yes.
may go to those that are seeking
yes.
and
Lord
desiring,
Jesus.
Whatever they may be, that you may reach out your hand and be an
yes.
answer and deliverance and healing and restoration and
yes,
bringing forth them out of darkness into the marvelous life, the young and the
yes,
old.
Yes.
Lord, we stand in the gap for the area of Ethiopia.
Yes.
What's going on in that nation? For your
yes.
seed is in Ethiopia. Your Israel are there. Your honest in heart are there. Those that are dying,
Jesus.
The kingdom of God are there. Those that are crying out unto you for the answer
Jesus.
In Ethiopia and the pain and suffering
yes.
and the tyranny and the killing and the
Jesus.
Violence and the chaos and confusion be rebuked and the powers
yes.
of darkness at work to be canceled over the Ethiopian people, Lord, and Sudan and the Sudanese to intervene and
yes.
overthrow the prince over that
yes.
nation and
yes.
cast him
yes.
down. Let the gospel have free course, that the people might
yes.
find freedom and liberty in the kingdom
yes.
of God in a new day of service.
Yes.
Nor let the angels be released and with
let
swords
be
back
let
the prince
please.
Of darkness over
yes.
that nation. Let revival
yes.
and spiritual awakening come with healing in its wings
yes.
and anoint your servants, anoint men
yes.
and women to go and minister the
yes.
grace of God as we stand with the sword of deliverance
yes.
to scatter
yes.
the wicked one. Over
yes,
the Ethiopians
Lord,
and Sudanese people and the Ukraine people, Lord, vivid then
yes.
with a mighty working of the Holy Ghost. Let the prince of darkness and the prince over that nation be scattered
yes.
and
yes.
lift our sword against powers
yes,
of demons and devils that cause
yes.
destruction and detection to that land. Lord, vivid them. Make yourself known. Vivid them. And now we turn our eyes, O Lord, onto the White House in the United States. We come against the spirit of the Illuminati. We come against the prince of Illuminati. We come against the skulls and bones and Rosicrucian. We cancel the child molested spirit, the drug spirit. In the White House, in our Congress, in our Senate, we release the victory and Lamb of Deliverance to smite and open their eyes, touch our president and the vice president and those in authority and open their eyes that they may behold the Lamb of God. Vivid them in their dreams. Vivid them in the night, in the daytime. Vivid them by their going on. Make them to see the darkness that a nation is in and turn their eyes upon the Lamb and the Word of God. Waken us, O Lord, and waken us. Waken the president. Waken the ambassador. Waken Mr. Obama. Waken Mr. Trump and the president. Awaken the senators.
Waken
them and humble them to the cross, Lord, that we may come out of darkness into the marvelous light.
Yes.
And we thank you for it, and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name.
Lord. Oh, we thank you.
Now, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity.
Yes,
and we lift the sword over our homes and over our children and our children's children.
Yes,
and those that are in faraway places are crying for their children.
Lord.
And the land for starvation and tyranny and oppression in the land. That are going through sorrow and grief and starvation and oppression, that you lift your hands and send your word and let them hunger for the living word.
Jesus,
that the revelation
Lord.
Of Jesus Christ to heal the land and deliver them from the awful chaos and oppression of destruction that's coming upon that you're judging the nation. Lord, those that are with idol gods and pagan gods and heathen to have not heard the gospel. Let the gospel be sent. And they go.
Yes.
God raise up Brother David Terrell once again. And whosoever is wise and good in your sight, raise up your servant, David Terrell, and let him again go as a voice of John the Baptist crying out to the nation. Raise and anoint him. Anoint him mighty as it were Elijah and even John the Baptist to cry out to America and the world one more time to warn us. To awaken us, to stir us, to vivid us, that we humble ourselves to the cross of Jesus and lift up our voices and call repentance and a broken heart to come upon this nation, to heal the nation and drive out the devil out of our government, out of education, out of our home, and get us on the feet of the rock of salvation and the path of righteousness. Deliver us from the clutches of the wicked one, Lord, David, our nation. And send your servant, Brother Terrell, and whosoever you choose to be a voice, as John the Baptist crying out to this nation, repent. Find out, repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. Judgment is at hand. The judgment upon the wicked is at hand. Lord, call us to repent. Repent and call upon your name, Jesus. Repent with broken hearts. Repent with broken hearts. Humble us, O Lord, and convict us. Let wives be able to humble their husbands. Let wives be able to speak to their husband and their children. Let wives humbly speak and correct them. And let husband rebuke the husband and the children. Let the humility that they receive the word of the Lord, wherein it comes, in Jesus' mighty name, that we may be whole and be made one in Jesus' name. Anoint our head with fresh oil.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Lord
Jesus.
The Christ. Jesus. Thank
Vivity,
you, Jesus.
Heart.
And
heal them.
And heal them.
The restoration. Heal the broken place. Heal the breach.
Yes, Lord. Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Send deliverance.
Send
deliverance. Send
deliverance.
Send deliverance.
Send deliverance.
Yes, yes,
Lord. Raise up. And fight the enemy of pride and selfishness and bitterness and unforgiveness.
Hallelujah.
Heal your people. In the name of Yeshua,
Lord.
Mashiach, the Holy One of God.
Yes.
We will give you the glory. We'll give you the glory. Lord Jesus, we give you the glory. We'll give you the praise. We'll lift our hands and our voices in thanksgiving. As you have delivered Israel, deliver your people today. Thank you, Jesus. Weapon of the devil, demon, witch, and warlock, man, thy might shall not succeed. Put your hand upon our children as we go. On our children. Lay your hands upon our seed and our offspring. Do a visitation to them. Do an awakening to them. Look on our brother Kevin, Lord, and his family, and his sisters, and his father's Lord. Do a miracle. Do a miraculous shot. Do a miraculous in Jesus' name for the great glory of God. Shake us and wake us. Shake us and wake us, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. And we'll give you the glory. We'll give you the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, as we end this, anyone who hear our voice, who come, want to know Jesus as Lord and Savior, let them call upon you now. Say, Lord Jesus, here I am. Lord Jesus, here I am. I don't know, Lord. They say you are the Lord, you're the Savior, but I'm calling to you for help. I'm calling for you to help. Come, Lord Jesus, make yourself known to me. Come into my life. Make yourself known. Lord. Deliver my people. Deliver my home. Deliver my children. Deliver me, Lord, and wash away and make me whole in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Yes.
May the Lord bless your lives as we hopefully, the Lord, as we come together tomorrow night, and that we may again cry out for the nations of the earth.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank
God
you,
for another blessed broadcast of prayer. And as my brother said, we'll be back tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And we're going to say the same. Our sister Helen. We'll let you start off in prayer. I know you got by the last two times, you know, so let's get ready for tomorrow. Get ready for tomorrow. No.
Amen.
Don't worry, sister. We noticed that. We noticed. But get ready for tomorrow. Yes, Lord. So thank God for all you listening. Once again, we love y'all. May God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
Amen.
God bless.